Hey, good evening, everyone. In the last shiur, on Thursday night, we discussed the halachos of Krishma Alamita. We said that there's still some halachos of tefillah we want to get back to, definitely. But we started some halachos of Krishma Alamita, which is also a type of tefillah. And we said that the next shiur we will discuss the halachos of Hamapil. So the Shaar Tzion says, and others, that women should say the tefillah of Krishma Alamita, which we mentioned last time, just to speak out clearly that even women are obligated in this tefillah of Krishma Alamita and Hamapil. And the Piskei Tshuvos brings, the Piskei Tshuvos is a sefer that I've quoted before, and they say that there's actually an extra segula for women to say Hamapil, that it's a segula not to miscarry. Now, I'm assuming that that's connected to the word hamapil. That's always the Hebrew word that we use for a miscarriage. That a nafel is called, the baby drops, so to speak, in a way. And that's also an added plus for women to be careful about the halachos of hamapil, which we'll discuss now, is to always say hamapil, and it's a skula not to miscarry. So everybody knows the halacha that a person should not talk after hamapil. We all know that halacha. There's a bracha of hamapil, baruch atah Hashem elokein melech haolam, hamapil chevel sheina, and there's actually two nuschos for this bracha of hamapil. Those in the siddurim of the nusach Sfard and the siddurim of the nusach Ashkenaz. The one in the nusach Ashkenaz is much shorter. The one in the nusach Sfard is longer, as many tefillos in nusach Sfard. But even the nusach Ashkenaz, that is smaller, you do find that people hesitate to say the bracha of hamapil, and they are afraid to say the bracha of hamapil because of what we just said. That we all know the halacha that a person should not talk after hamapil, and because of that, so many people, like myself, for many years, I admit, for many years in the past, I left out the bracha of hamapil. We think that it's impossible not to talk to our husbands, our wives, roommates, siblings, to our parents, to the kids, and we think that it's impossible not to talk, and so we might as well not say it because I don't want to talk after hamapil. And the truth is that that is not true according to most poskim. And so let's discuss now the bracha of hamapil and the halachos of talking after hamapil. Definitely, it is 100% true that hamapil and also kriyashma itself should be read as close as possible to getting into bed. That is definitely true. Anything a person needs to take care of, whether it is showering for sure, getting in pajamas, brushing their teeth, going to the bathroom, getting a drink, having something to eat, schmoozing with somebody in the room, an important phone call that needs to be made, all of that should for sure be done before Krishma and Hamapil. My students have asked me about reading a book. A person wants to read in bed, that should be done before they say Krishma. Krishma and for sure Hamapil should be said the last thing done before a person goes to sleep should be Krishma and Hamapil. However, many poskim say, it's brought in the Piskei Tshuvos over there in Reish Lamedtes in Ha'ara number 17, if somebody wants to look it up, they say, many poskim say, like the Chai Yodam, that the bracha of Hamapil is not just on your sleep right now, that it's considered a hefsik, an interruption, if a person talks or drinks or says Asher Yatzar afterwards. Rather, many poskim tell us that it's on sleep in general. It's on sleep in general. And the Vilna Gaon even says that if a person doesn't fall asleep at all, it's not considered a bracha levatala, a bracha in vain, because after all, it's not in my hands to fall asleep. Rather, it's a bracha in general. And of course, Chazal said that you don't say this bracha in the middle of the afternoon. You say the bracha right before you go to sleep. But it's not a bracha on the sleep. Therefore, poskim tell us that if something important comes up after you said hamapil, something happens that, you know, a child and a parent comes into the room and the child needs to answer them because of kibud av aim, or a very, very important phone call, you see on the caller ID that it's a very, very, very important phone call, something needs to come up and you need to talk, a person is allowed to talk. We paskin that if a person needs to go to the bathroom, it arises that a person needs to go to the bathroom after they said hamapil, a person says Asher Yatzar. If a person all of a sudden becomes very thirsty, you need to take a drink, then you say shahakal and you say Baruch Nefashos. And also, if a spouse says something to their other spouse, a husband to a wife, to wife to a husband, and the person's going to be upset. It's going to cause shalom bayis issues if they don't answer. They just say nu, like, well, you know, I want to schmooze, I want to tell you something, it's important, don't tell me nu. A person will be allowed to talk according to many paiskim, and therefore the paiskim tell us that it is better to say hamapil and talk afterwards than to not say it at all. So definitely, starting from tonight, anybody listening that has not said the bracha of Hamapil in the past because they were afraid of talking afterwards, from tonight on, that is going to change, and every single person should say Hamapil before they go to sleep. Now please do not misunderstand me, and do not please misquote me. Definitely, a person should not talk after Hamapil. It's not a free-for-all. A person should do everything before Krishma and before Hamapil. All I'm trying to stress is that for sure it should be said, and if something important arises, then a person would be allowed to talk. How important is important? Again, it's hard to say exactly how important it has to be. It doesn't need to be pikuach nefesh. A person is allowed to be mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. But definitely a person should say hamapil, should try their best not to talk. But if something important arises, then a person would be allowed to talk. As far as Krishna and Hamapil, which one should be said first? So you'll notice in many Siddurim and many different Krishna cards that some of them have Hamapil first and some of them have Krishna first. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings that it's a machlokes, and therefore what the Mishnah Berurah comes out is the following, that generally speaking, Krishna should be said first because we want Hamapil to be the last thing possible. However, if somebody is afraid they're going to fall asleep in the middle of Krishna because Krishna is long and they're very tired, so then they should say Hamapil first to for guarantee that at least they get Hamapil. But that's generally not the case. So 99% of the time, you will be saying Kriya Shema first. If a person feels afraid they're going to fall asleep in the middle of Kriya Shema because it's long, you have all those other tefillos that the Shulchan Aruch says to say, as we discussed on Thursday night, so then Hamapil should be first. But most of the time, it's going to come out that Kriya Shema is first. There is a phrase in the bracha of Hamapil of Umeir Li'ishoin Bas Oyin. Depends on Ashkenaz or Sfarad at what point in the bracha it is said, but the ishoin bas oyin, which is referring to the pupil of the eye. The word ishoin means the pupil, which is the small black spot in the eye. And the question is, why is that called ishoin? Why is the tiny black circle in the middle of a person's eye called ishoin? So it's actually also, that phrase is in a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Zayin, pasuk Ches, that says, Shamreni k'ishoin bas oyin. And the Radak over there says, the reason why it's called an ishoin is because an ish is a man, and ishoin means a little man. He brings other examples of that the vav nun at the end of a word means something little, something small. I once heard that that's why someone who's pregnant is called Harayoin, because Har is a mountain, and Harayoin means it's a little mountain. But if that's true or not, I'm not sure. I once heard that. But Ishain Bas Oyin, because Ish means a little man. What does that mean? That when you look into the pupil of somebody's eye, you could look at somebody else, or you could look at yourself in a mirror, you will see in the pupil of the eye a little man. And that little man is you. It looks like you, exactly like you. It's an image of you, but it's tiny. It's small, of course. So that's why it's called Ishain, because you look in the pupil of somebody's eye and you see a very small man, which is yourself. And my father always quotes from Rav Gifter that we see a great lesson over here, that when you are talking to somebody else, you should look at yourself as tiny, as small, that you're not the important one. Rather, the other person is the important one. You should be a good listener. We all need to listen to other people. And when we talk to other people, we should look at ourselves like we're the small one. And we should give kavod to the other person because they are the big ones. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Kamayim panim el panim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. Like face, like if a person looks in water and you see a face-to-face reflection, when you look in a brook, you look in the water, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. So too, man to man will have that connection, like water back, the mirror image into the water, back one person to the other. And I once heard a Chassidish Pshat in the name of the Belzer Rebbe, that why does the Pasuk say like water when you're looking in the reflection and the image in water? Why not in a mirror? So it's not such a question, but he says a nice Pshat that when you look in a mirror, you're standing straight up and you're a big shot. And we could, you know, we're standing straight up, we look good, we look in the mirror to look that we look perfect. That's not the way Kein lev ha'adam la'adam. That's not going to develop a good friendship if a person is looking in the mirror and is looking, standing straight up like a big shot. Rather, when a person looks into a brook, into a river flowing by, you have to bend over to look into the water. Only if a person bends over and is humble, then they could have a friendship with somebody else. And we all know that's the truth. No one wants to be friends with somebody else who's a big shot and always thinks they're the greatest and thinks that we are nobody. We want to be respected by others. We have to give respect to others, and we want to be respected from other people. And this is a special time, definitely a time to work on this midah for all of us during the times of Sfira, where we know the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died because le'nagu kavod zeh lazeh, they did not give proper honor one to the other. And that this is that idea, that when we deal with other people, we have to look at ourselves like we are the small ones and the other person is the big one, and give the proper kavod one to the other. Okay, everybody should have a good night.